Welcome to the Whole Truth Broadcast with the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the General Overseer. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial 610-583-2400 or write to P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023. In the United States of America.
Galatians, the third chapter. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you: received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heaven through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In these shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disowneth or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed, for the promise is made. He saith not unto seed as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And I say that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, so the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels from the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, while God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin. The promise of faith, by the faith of Jesus Christ, will be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith, which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after the faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all children of God, by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. If ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Galatians, the third chapter.
The young man read for you Galatians, the third chapter, when Paul was talking to his Jewish brother. Who bewitched you? How do you think what Moses has done is going to prevail when Christ is here? One thing is of the law, and one thing is of faith.
Amen.
But what I want to try to show you is the promise was given to Abraham about you. But before you could get it, the flesh got in the way. The whole law tried to mess up, and God said, I'm going to deliver you into the land that I promised you. And I need you to understand that every promise God has made, he's kept. Amen. Every promise.
Amen.
Whatever you ask, he said, I'll do it for you. And he said, I'll come back for my church.
Yes.
I'm going to find it without spot, wrinkle, any such thing.
Amen.
He has kept that promise because the church got out of hell on the third day and began to walk again. And on the day of Pentecost, he began to get his members. He said these souls were added. So this whole idea of transgression and sin got in the way of the promise. I need you to think about that. A parent has so much that they want their child to accomplish, and they give all of these prophetic speakings and these promises, if you do, I will. And something get in the way and try to destroy that promise. But you hope, because you say the Lord will make a way
somehow.
You can't see it. It's of faith. So now, when Abraham is called the father of faith, the problem now is, how are we going to overcome the flesh? And when the young man began to read to you, he said, now if you're going to take the law and not Christ, you already are transgressing because you didn't keep it. None of you were able to keep it. So you're all now guilty, and you die without mercy. Who now in this day want to say, I'm going to live under the law of Moses, when Christ is here saying, do it by faith? What do you believe? What do you believe? When Christ walked and people were all kind of ailments and infirmities, and they came to him, he said, do you believe I can do this? And what did they say? Yay, Lord. He said, if you believe I can do it, then your faith has made you whole. Why? You believe.
Yes.
It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was you, I would believe on him as the scriptures say. Yes. And that completes all of it.
Amen.
If the scripture said it, believe it.
Amen.
When Elder Askew began to go down the telescope of time of this ministry, everything that you all have witnessed, if the Lord is not real in your soul by today, he never ever will. The things that we have seen, the things that we have heard, the things that God has done among us, that saints can come and testify to the Lord. I like going to Wednesday nights. We never had them before. We had prayer. But now we got saints being able, what are you praying about? What are you thinking about? What's on your mind? What's on your heart? And I'm able to say, you have had Tuesday worships. You've had Thursday worships. You have had Sunday all day long. And sometimes you go from Sunday to Wednesday.
Amen.
All day and all night long. And all of that time, what did you get? All the years that you've been worshiping God, all of your days, what have you gotten? That a little thing that happens, oh, I broke a nail. Oh, the earth is going to stop moving. Really. The flesh is getting in the way of the promise. Transgression of sin gets in the way of the promise. But when you don't yield to the Spirit, God's promises are not sure for you if you're transgressions are there in the way. You won't see it, but the promise is still there. The promise will make it over all of your problems, like it made it 400 and something years over the law. And when it was finished, here come the promise, just like God said. He promised Abraham. He took Abraham the first time. Him and his brother's son Lot went to Canaan, and it became the land. And then the Lord told Abraham, you're going to lose the land for over 400 years, and you're going to go serve the world. Abraham went, what the world? How long we got to stay there? He ain't going to be there. 400 years. 400 years? When Abraham died, Abraham then Isaac. Isaac then Jacob. Here it comes. Jacob ended up in Egypt for food. The flesh is going to get in the way. But they got down to Egypt, and now here, they were there serving the Egyptians 400 years. And here God raised up a man like him, called him Moses. Going to draw his people out of this thing, like he was drawn out of the water. He's going to lead them out back to the land of promise, again, Canaan. The land that God has promised you is to be with him forever, wherever he dwells. Your flesh won't get in the way. Help us. Are you going to let your transgressions get in your way?
No.
Therefore, your faith If you can speak
whole.
It.
That's right. Be whole.
This look, the ministry of the reconciliation is so simple. Say it.
Amen.
You say, if you're weak,
I'm strong.
Why you? But you say I'm weak.
I'm strong.
Why are you saying you're strong and you're weak?
I'm strong.
Because you're speaking in
faith.
That's right.
That's the thing you're hoping for. I want to be strong, but yet I'm weak. But he's saying, don't be in the present moment. Be in what you want. Where you want to be. Say that. Let your feeble knees get strength. Do not let your flesh cause your spirit to go down to hell and then cast into the lake of fire because you have no faith in God.
Amen.
But when your flesh transgresses the law of God, sin is not entered and grace is no more. The mercy is no more. He said, you crucify me afresh. Here is where the church now has to understand, what are the promises that God has given me? At your introduction to him, Peter said, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission, the removing of all your sins. He said, and you shall
receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
For
the promise.
Stop. What did he just do? He made you go all the way back to Abraham when you met him this day. The promise. The promise of salvation. The promise to deliver. I give you a promise coming out of the water when I washed you thoroughly. I got the flesh out of your way.
Amen.
When you did it in my name, I remove the filth. So that you can come into my mind and into the promise of I will save you. I will deliver. I will set you free. I will heal you. Everything I am. When you got the water baptism in his name, he removed every ordinance that was against him that you could ever do.
Yeah.
He moved it.
Yes, he did. Amen.
He took all your wrong and nailed it to the cross.
Thank you, Lord.
So that you could have a promise.
Yeah.
That I will keep my word. All you got to do is keep your word.
Amen.
You said, I promise the Lord I will hold out to the end. Keep it. If you stood in the congregation and said, I thank God Almighty for Bishop S.C. Johnson. Why are you saying that and you're not in what he preached? What are you thanking God for him for?
Amen.
You're outside of the land of promise. He said there is no Son of God in heaven now. Never been there.
Amen.
And he proved it. But it's a mystery that folks just can't see it if you're not in God. There is one God and Jesus Christ is he.
Amen.
Amen.
No matter what title he give himself, and what he's working with is still God. He can put on flesh. This brother told me he put on sin. What? For what reason would he do that? So he can take it down to the ground and get the victory over death itself so you can get his promises. He's getting rid of everything that is between us, even the enmity that was set in the garden. He has removed it.
Thank you, Lord.
And you can come now and say, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Abba. You can now say,
Hallelujah.
The law has been removed. Moses is not your issue.
Amen.
Moses should never be your issue.
Amen.
Why? You are not in transgression of Moses' law. And you better not be in transgression of God's law. Because he washed you. Think about what I'm saying to you. Before the children of Israel could go into the land of promise, they need to be washed.
Yeah.
He had to get rid of the filth. So he took them through the sea and the clouds and baptized them before they can get to the land of promise. The land that he promised you is he, you will be with him forever. And when he baptized you, he said, I'll come back and I'll get you. And I'll give you something that will keep you in me and me in you.
Amen.
Let me open your mind. You are in God's promise.
Yes.
You are in the land of promise.
Yes.
He said, you are a pilgrim and a stranger here.
Yes.
This ain't home.
Yes.
Don't get comfortable.
Amen.
This is not home.
Amen.
Home is where you are in Him.
Yes.
In Him, He came back for you. He gave you His Spirit.
Yes.
And He put you now in Him.
Yes.
And when He descends, and there's going to be a meeting.
Yeah.
I got to meet it.
Yeah.
That's a promise.
Yeah.
Do you have that promise?
Yeah.
Is that promise activated in your soul?
Yeah.
I would tell you to believe it.
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
Hallelujah.
Think of your life often. The turmoil that was in it. And it took God Himself to move it.
Yes.
You had no strength to move.
Yeah.
What did God do? He moved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when He did, you had your days of sorrow, but you start saying, I thank God Almighty for making my pathway now. Oh, you can talk to me. I ain't a preacher, you can't talk to it.
Oh,
just don't talk to your neighbor. Don't do that neighbor stuff up in here.
Amen.
Because I ain't gonna tell you to talk to your neighbor. I'm gonna tell you to talk to yourself.
Amen.
You can't save your neighbor.
That's right.
And whatever you tell your neighbor ain't gonna help you right now. I think it's disrespectful to be talking to your neighbor and God's talking to you.
Amen.
But the world got that thing so silly. Say neighbor, neighbor. What? What you gotta tell me now? And God is speaking.
Amen.
I ain't got nothing to say to you. I'm listening.
Amen.
Keeping my feet and more ready to
hear.
See, the church don't do this kind of foolishness. If it try to make its way up in here, we cut it out.
Amen.
Hear my words to you today. I'm going to make it as simple as possible. After your baptism and you were washed, He said, and the promise now is unto you. Not just you. Your children and all of them that are
far off.
Even
as many as the Lord our God.
As God gonna do what?
Call.
God's gonna do what?
Call.
So don't get up and say, y'all pray that I be one the Lord is calling for.
Amen.
And you got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He already called.
You answered it.
Yeah. Amen.
Don't tell me, don't pray for me, I be one. One what? What are you doing here? You've been called. You answered the call. The Spirit is now dwelling in you.
Amen.
The promise, every promise of God is now dwelling in you. He said, the one that raised up Christ is going to raise up you. In like manner, so shall ye. A promise that He made. He said, they that believe and in baptize
shall be saved.
And He said, I've given you power now to become my sons. They say, you being a man, call yourself God when you say you are the Son of God. What do you think is reigning in me? God.
Yeah.
Why do you think we've lasted these years?
God.
I couldn't have done this. There's no way I could have put my life on course. I had it off course. I was the captain and I was off course. He came in and put it
on course.
Because He wanted me to have a promise. And if I believe it, I don't have to say I want to meet Jesus. I say I met Jesus. I met Him in the water. And I met Him when He filled my soul with the Holy Ghost. He's been my constant friend. I am in Him and He's in me. I have my being in Him. My thoughts are His. My desires are for Him. Everything I own, my heart, my body, my soul, all belongs
to God.
We've been saying it.
Yeah.
But that's the promise.
Yeah.
When did He give it to you? In the water.
Yeah.
When your water reached and got back from your ears. And He said, now the promise, Abraham's words to you, is you a nation that is blessed.
Yeah.
And you're going to be with the Lord forever. Everything God has promised the church is going to happen for you. Don't let your flesh get in my way.
Amen.
All I got to do is make you believe.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And that's why you'll have trials on every hand. What do you think the devil is trying to do? Stop you from believing. Say, why you believe it? That say, God said it. It is written. Believe on me as
the scripture has said.
So then out of your belly, there's a promise.
Yeah.
Rivers Rivers. So take your tree.
Yes.
Plant yourself by them rivers. And you don't have to move no more. Your supply for your nourishment and everything, you just planted yourself in God. When you start thinking about now the promise, why did he put that at the baptism at the Pentecost? He did the same thing for the children of Israel. They could not go in that land without being baptized, removing the filth of Egypt, removing the desire of them. That's why everything that was not in faith died and stayed in the over there. It didn't make it. It's going to be the same thing.
Same thing.
If you are an unbeliever, you're not going to make it. If there's something in the Word of God you don't believe, you're not going to make it. Period. Ain't nothing I can do, ain't nothing you can do. But if you believe, he said, I'll come and knock on your door and I'll sup with you.
Yes.
Now, if the Lord is going to sup with you, he'll show you.
Yes.
He'll,
Thank the Lord
will give you a vision.
Yes.
That the Lord is dressed the way and so are you. And you are conscious that I'm dressed just like the Lord is.
Amen.
Yes.
And you tell him, I don't deserve. Yes. If you didn't deserve it, he wouldn't have done it.
That's right.
But if he did it, you say, I thank you for your love and mercy. When I heard the song say, Lord, I bow before you.
Yeah.
I bow before you because this garment that you put on me that you have, I know I didn't get it.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes.
I know had no way of doing it myself.
Yes.
You put it on me.
Yes.
And I thank you for it.
Yes.
Let's lose this speech about what you don't deserve. If he gave it to you, you deserved it. And he gave it to you out of his abundance, out of his mercy, because you need it.
Yes. Amen.
So when you stand, and then the Lord bring you and sit you at his feet and say, let's have a conversation. Let's talk. That's all you're doing here. You are already in him. All you're waiting on is to get rid of this flesh. It's in the way. But don't let it make you go down to the pit. Because that's what it's trying to do. It don't want you to rise again. But your faith said, Lord, even if it's against me, hallelujah to God, I need you to help me. If I told you something I was going to do, please help me to do it. If I made a vow that I was going to save myself, help me keep my vow. If I testified that I thank God for the Holy Apostolic Blessing, I thank God for Bishop Thompson, I thank God for Peter and Paul. Don't find yourself in violation of what they say.
Amen.
Their preaching is settled in heaven. And you want to meet God by doing something they told you not to do? The faith is I believe God. When the doctors told my sister her diagnosis, they said, honey, you got multiple myeloma. And the length of time you're going to live is about 6 months. She had already lived past that wedding, didn't know she. They say, don't you feel tired? No. Don't you feel out of breath?
No.
Well, we're going to have to give you a blood transfusion because of what it looks like. She said, you have to think and do something else. And today, everything they told her that was bad, she never heard it. She wouldn't listen to it. And her daughter would say, who was a nurse, said, Mama, that's not what the doctor said. She said, what did he say? She said, I didn't hear that. Every time she went, because they were checking her, she said, I didn't hear that. Why didn't she hear it? There was a promise made in Dallas, Texas, that something was going to happen to her, and the flesh got in the way, but she got the victory over the issues in the flesh by her faith.
Amen.
You got a promise. You think God is going to be slack concerning his promise to you to save you? You drove all the way from Manassas to get what? To stop believing that God is able? This is a shorter trip than going all the way up to the Bronx. You come half the way to do what? To stop believing that God is able? I got a shorter trip to get to where God is gathering. And I don't, that's another 2 hours, he saved me. And I'm going to not believe. I'm going to go to worship, y'all say church, for 40 years of my lifetime. And I get to the end of the thing and some crazy person on the internet tell me something, I'm going to believe them over the word. You think I'm going to let my flesh get in the way of God's promises to me? Please don't allow that. You carry the most precious thing in the earth. You carry Jesus Christ the Lord and the resurrected God in your flesh.
Yes.
Preserve it.
Yes, Lord.
Keep it until eternal salvation.
Yes.
And when you begin to now hear every scripture, I don't care what scripture they read, from the old book, new book,
that's right,
yesterday book, today book, whatever book they pull, find the promise in it for you. And when you find it, believe it. When Jesus told the woman caught in the very act of adultery, your sins are remitted, his words washed her clean. You thought she was found guilty? And he did it boldly while the law was in effect.
Amen.
I'm trying to show you something. While the law of your flesh is in effect.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. If you believe in God's law,
yes,
he'll give you the victory while the law of your flesh is working against you.
Amen.
You'll get the victory.
Hallelujah.
Victory.
Yes.
Thank
you.
Thank the Lord.
It's what you believe.
Yes.
You say, oh, this is too hard. I can't ever do this. You can. But if you lean and depend on
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
What do you think? What do you think? He is
able.
As a man thinketh.
Yes.
So is he. The spirit of sickness will take you down.
Amen.
Don't let it.
Amen.
You say, you got to drag me because I ain't going willingly.
Yes.
Amen.
Hear me. A promise to a man called Abraham. He is now your father of faith. He believed God.
Yes.
He believed God when God said, kill your son and give him to me.
Yes.
He's here. Yes. He couldn't be one of y'all. Say, kill my child and give him to who for what? You, God, what you need with my son? You ought to have something to say. Now, let's talk about this. You say, let's reason. This reason wasn't written yet, but I'm sure you would follow something. We got to discuss this. This is the child you promised to me. You kept the promise to me in my old age when my wife said, I'm going to have pleasures with my husband. And as old as I am, whoa. Sarah laughed and they said, you probably can't do nothing. That old man. Y'all know how y'all talk bad about us. But in time, in the season, here come God. Everything Abraham needed to get that child, God gave it to him. He gave it to Sarah, and Sarah bore it forth.
Amen.
A promise. It looks impossible. But all things are
possible.
If he promised you something by the word of God that was preached, if the man of God gave you a promise that it's going to be all right, take him at his word. And his promises are
sure.
So now we got this promise, and here come God to serve Abraham, and Abraham serving him by giving him tithe. Of all that I have accomplished, this day I'm going to give you a portion of it forever. And the world comes in order. You don't have to do tithe no more. That was in the law of Moses.
No, sorry.
Started before Moses.
Amen.
Started in faith.
Amen.
You pay God what's his by faith. Otherwise, he said, you're robbing, you stick him up all the time. Hands up. And he said, what you want? You say, what's in your pocket? He said, I ain't got nothing in my pocket. It's what's in your pocket that's supposed to be in my pocket. He said, well, I'm going to steal it. He said, oh, why would you do that? Why would you rob me? You say, how did I rob you? You know how you did it. That's the scripture that is tied, that everybody loves to say, but they don't realize it's tied to you giving God what's his. That I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing.
That's right.
That is tied to you giving God what he requires.
Amen.
You cannot do it if you won't. But I wouldn't let my flesh get in the way.
Amen.
Over $2. $2.
Amen.
I was riding my bicycle and I started seeing all these coins on the ground. I said, what's going on? Pennies just shining. And I stopped my little bicycle. And I say, Lord, I say, I don't know how you get a tenth of a penny. So what I'll do is I'll just give you the whole thing, huh? You take out the tithe part and put the rest as an offering. And I found a nickel the other day. You take what's yours. I'm going to put the whole thing to you. You take tithe, because tithe has to be 10%. You can't pay over it.
Amen.
And you cannot pay under it.
Amen.
Say, oh, I'm going to bless the man of God. I'm going to double my tithe. That ain't going to be a blessing to me. Don't do that to me.
Amen.
Amen.
That's outside of the word of God.
Amen.
He said 10, not 12, not 10.1, 10.
Amen.
That's it.
And the devil again, he said, the devil got it. That's the only thing that would make you do that. Because your mind wouldn't do that automatically.
Amen.
You wouldn't think to do that. But the enemy will move you and say, you should do this. What we want is an obedience to the word that is preached.
Amen.
Amen.
Your gift back to me is,
yes,
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't have to store that on a shelf.
Amen.
I don't have to delay in opening the sickle. When you cut in with the sickle, you're receiving the fruit of God. When someone sing a song and you can go back and say, I thank you for it. I got some fruit tonight that I can say, Lord, it was worth being in the pain and having a heart that I don't know what's going to happen to me, but to be in the service of God once again, to stand here and receive.
Yes.
Hear the promises. And something has to be in your heart that you believe God is going to do only for you.
That's right.
He's going to give you someone in the word.
Yeah.
That has done it, got what they asked for.
Amen.
And he's going to put you on their cliff.
Amen.
And you're going to stand and say, if you can do it for me, you can do this for me.
Amen.
When the son prodigal took all the goods of his father and just took it and went to a faraway city.
Yes.
He came to himself.
Mm.
And when he came to himself in turn, the father then knew when it met him. That's what you got to wait for. Because the promise, you got to say, Lord, if it was given to me, the promise was given to my seed.
Yeah.
Not the seed of one or seeds. Get Galatians for me. Let me just go through that. I know the young man read it to you. But in what I just gave you, I want you to hear it now and understand, here come a promise now, not by the law. Thou shalt not do this. Thou have to do this. We made so many of these things. I can't get from under them. What do you think the church did before Paul said modest apparel? You thought everybody, the women were floozies, or what's the word?
Hussies.
No, that's not the word.
Floozies.
What y'all thought they were doing? When he told you it was about a meek and quiet and a humble spirit, what you thought they were doing before he wrote that? Some of them were, but when he was talking to the church, they were already doing that. And he made a point to put the spotlight on it so that every generation will know, don't change this. What do you think happened before God even got to the Gentile family about being baptized? Here, a man, Cornelius. The Holy Ghost had him ready.
Amen.
And now you got the promise. And the promise to Abraham was to get the land after flesh got in the way. He was going to give it back. And he made you a promise. And you can't let nobody come out of the scriptures who did wrong get up and condemn you.
Amen.
You do right.
Yeah.
Sin is gone.
Amen.
If you wanted to stay, you can't stay and it's right. And you say, God, I'm gonna be all right. No. But if you do the will of God,
yes. That's right.
He always got a way of
escape.
Amen.
Oh.
He's not gonna bind you to something. He said, well, sorry. No. There's a way of escape.
Yes.
So when you obey the Spirit, it is better than obeying the law.
Amen.
The law was a schoolmaster teaching what you had. Who's going to remember all these dietary laws? We don't want them.
Amen.
Paul said, don't put that on the Gentile church.
Amen.
If they don't fornicate, if they don't eat things strangled, if they don't do the blood thing, he said, I'll do well.
Amen.
I believe it.
Amen.
We want to add, can we look at TV? You can look at it. What is that going to do? The problem is when you lust after it.
Amen.
That TV is nothing. We could write a law, don't drive.
Amen.
The Jewish folks got one.
Amen.
They have to walk to the temple on Sabbath. You think they get in their car and drive? Go look at their parking lots.
Amen.
On Sabbath.
Empty.
They're empty. You can make everything a sin if you look at it. But let's not. Let's use a little, I'm going to say common sense, because use the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
If he say modest apparel, don't try to come and say yellow is cute and I like it. Okay, what's that got to do with anything? Because you like it. That's the pride in it. God said, the 6 things I hate, yea, 7. The first thing you say come out of your mouth,
pride.
I like it. It look good.
Wow.
Then don't wear it.
Amen.
Don't wear it. If it look good, go back to Eve. Why did you bother the thing and God told you not to bother Eve? It looked
good.
Here's our problem. We're not going to get bogged down in colors. We're going to get bogged down in modesty.
Yeah.
I can't preach cotton stockings and long dresses in India. But if I go there and I preach the same thing I preach to you about modesty, it'll fit them and hit them.
That's right.
If I preach what the word said, I can go anywhere in the world, no matter what their custom is, and God's word fits.
That's right.
Amen.
Bring the weight of your things to me, the things dealing with your salvation.
Amen.
Oh, foolish Galatians.
Oh, foolish Galatians.
Who
have bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth?
What made you turn? Something had to bewitch you to make your mind turn from what God said.
Amen.
Not what. Who did it? Who told you was naked? Yes.
Galatians 3rd chapter. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth?
You saw with your own eyes what he did. You were eyewitnesses to what he did.
Amen.
Now, why is it now all of a sudden you want Moses? You want to negate faith? Yes.
This only what I learned of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law?
How did you get the Spirit of God?
Or by the hearing of faith?
Did you get it at Pentecost? By what Moses said? About what God promised. And Jerusalem, it was going to break out. The Spirit of God was going to break out at Jerusalem. That was a promise that Jeremiah gave the church.
Amen.
Did he do it by what Moses said or what the prophets said?
Receive.
We are
Spirit.
Built on the prophets and the apostles, not the law of Moses.
Amen.
Come on.
Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law?
How did you get it?
Or by the hearing of faith?
Did your faith say, I'm going to be at Pentecost, I'm going to be in the upper room, or I'm going to be there, and I believe if he said he's going to settle up like a mighty rushing wind, mm-hmm. I'm going to be in the number.
Amen.
Are you so foolish?
Are you so crazy?
Having begun in the Spirit,
that you began to do the right thing,
are ye now made perfect by the flesh?
Now y'all know, y'all might. Don't let me be the only one like Diana. Y'all know y'all flesh is about as bad as mine.
It is.
Thank you, Sharon.
Amen.
You know our flesh is not going to make us perfect.
Amen.
It's imperfect. How can something imperfect be perfect? It's against the will of God. Yes.
Have you suffered so many things in vain?
Have you suffered believing that God was able to deliver, to heal, to whatever you asked him to do, you did all that in vain?
If it yet be in vain. He therefore that ministered to you the Spirit, yes, and worketh miracles among you, yes, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
Yes. Elder Askew went by. Yes. All those things that happened. Mm-hmm. And all those people that believed the word of God.
Amen.
And got what God ask of them to do was to come boldly to me,
yes,
and I'll do it.
Amen.
You can tell a sycamore tree,
yes,
uproot yourself.
Amen.
He said, I'll make that sycamore tree uproot himself.
Yes.
And the elder said, well, Bishop, moving a mountain, sir, he said, is that the troubles in your life and the difficulties, the metaphor.
Right.
I said, no, sir. He said, you know, I think that is talking about, you know, these troubles. And I said, sir, read this part above. He was pointing to a mountain.
Yes, he was.
He said, you see that mountain yonder?
Yes.
Is that a metaphor? The elder said, that thought is gone. He said, if Jesus said you can move a mountain,
even
then
so,
believe you can move it.
Mountain.
You might not ever try it.
That's right.
But you got to believe.
But you got to believe you have the power
to do it.
Amen.
That's the power that make you one of God's sons. Yes. Come on.
Even as Abraham believed God.
Abraham believed God.
And it was accounted to him for righteousness.
And God counted his belief as righteous. What do you believe? There was no law. There was no thou shalt not.
Mm-hmm.
It was just me and God.
Yes.
Sitting down having a conversation. And I'm noticing the hem of his garment. It's just us. He ain't talking about what you're down there doing. You all right? No. We're talking about how blessed I am.
Amen.
To be in your company.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
How blessed I am. Now, I've got to meet you for real now. I got the picture.
Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness.
What Abraham believed.
Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham.
That's your father.
Amen.
And the scripture.
The scripture.
Foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith.
Stop. It was already spoken about you.
Mm-hmm.
This is my work to you. He says something about you. You might be called by whatever your parents named you, but God has the name that he know you by.
Mm-hmm.
That he's going to move the carnal name, the flesh name, and give you a name that he...
That's right.
And it's just for you.
Amen. Amen.
You shall be called by a new name.
Amen.
And all the writing in foreheads and writing in hands, he's going to designate who you are so the enemy will see you on display when he wake up all the dead,
mm-hmm,
and you're sitting on his head like a crown.
Glory to God.
Thank the Lord.
And the rest of the day stood up, and here God got his crown on, and he said, these are mine, says the Lord. When I make up my jewels, when I have a royal diadem,
yes,
and I have everything ready, now bring up the dead.
Yes.
And you're not going to worry about who didn't make it.
Amen.
You're going to say, thank God I'm here to worship you, right, attorney. I didn't worry about them when I was in the flesh.
Yeah.
I'm not going to worry about them now.
Amen.
Because I'm praising God right now. I can't be hindered.
Amen.
I'm going to see the king if I die. I'm going. Yes. The scripture has already talked about
God
the Gentiles.
Justify the heathen through faith.
He justified us through faith. We didn't have to come through the law.
Amen.
We got it by faith.
Amen.
Thank God for Cornelius. Yes.
Preach before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed.
Amen. Before it was ever preached.
He preached it unto Abraham.
Gave it to Abraham.
Yes.
Amen.
Talking about you.
In thee shall all nations be blessed.
Are you blessed?
Amen.
Then you got the promise that like Abraham was given before the gospel. If they said one word.
Yes.
Had to have it.
Yes.
And that's why he's first. He believed God. He hoped against
hope. That's right.
To keep what if God said, kill him, come on. Mr. John said, where's the sacrifice? You can just come on.
Come on.
And his faith was, when he told the God, he said, y'all stay here, we will be right back.
Uh-huh. We.
Plural. Me and my son, we'll be back.
Yeah.
And he put that child on that wood.
Hallelujah.
I can imagine that child. Oh, my dad lost his mind.
Oh, my God.
And here comes God and... Okay. Let me try to help you. Bro, Hammond, I'm with you. Here this man heard a voice calling him by his name. And he could hear it. Abram. Abram. A spirit.
Yes.
Talking to your father.
Yes.
So what in the name of God you think is happening to you?
Amen.
When something comes to you, say, where did that thought come from?
Mm.
Listen. Quiet down sometime and listen.
Amen.
When you get praying, don't have a laundry list. Don't even say, I'm down here on my knees. I'm just submitting my frame. Wait for him.
Amen.
If nothing comes in, and when you wake up, maybe you'll have a thought.
Amen.
Yes.
So then they which be of faith.
They that are of faith.
Are blessed.
Are blessed.
With faithful Abraham.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
You are now with Abraham.
Thank the Lord.
Abraham, father of faith.
Amen.
What did he believe?
Amen.
God. Yes, come on.
For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse.
If you're going to work after the flesh.
For it is written.
You are now cursed. Now who would want Moses' law and the law came with cursings? Who would ever say, I'm going to live by Moses' law when you have this written?
Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them.
If you don't do it all, if you find yourself absent of one thing, you are now a transgressor of all of it.
Amen.
And he said, none of our forefathers were able to keep it. None of them. If they weren't able to keep it, how do you think they're going to keep it today? And y'all got the internet.
Mm.
Yes, come on.
But no man is justified by the law in the sight of God.
You're not justified by that. You're justified by what you believe.
It is evident.
You hear me? This is a promise to you. So don't put your flesh in the way. Don't put the filth in the way.
Yes.
Close your eyes and open your heart and your mind and say, Father,
yes.
Not to Abraham. Our Father. Get Abraham and say, I want our Father.
Yes.
Your Father and mine.
Amen.
Yes, come on.
But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident.
It's evident.
The just shall live by faith.
What do you believe?
Amen.
That's how you're justified. You believe God?
Yes,
he'll justify you.
Yes.
You don't? He's the greatest equalizer. You do it, you get the reward.
Yes.
You don't?
Mm.
You get a reward. It ain't good. Didn't your parents teach you that when you were young?
Amen.
When you did something wrong, they punished you and said, don't do that.
Amen.
And the Lord said, now you give them reference. What happens now here, you have the God of heaven chastening.
Yes.
Jarvis will go with him. Here you got God Almighty say, I need you to do such and such and such a thing. And you're going to say no. And you don't think a fish is going to be waiting for you? Because God's going to get what he wants.
Amen.
Amen.
If he put you in that fish for however long it takes you to get yourself together.
Yourself.
Come on.
And the law is not of faith.
The law is not of faith.
But the man that doeth them shall live in them.
The man that do the law will live in them. That can work for you. If you work under the law of God, what did he tell me to do?
Do it.
Right. Do it. Yes.
Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us.
His blood. This man read this to you. He became a curse for you. And if your prayer don't change after a message like this, I'm going to come in the middle of it and shoot you in the temple. Change your mind.
Amen.
God became a curse for you.
Christ has redeemed us.
Because it was written before he came, cursed is he that hang on a tree.
Amen.
And why did he get up there? You.
Amen.
Amen.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
And he did that for you.
Amen.
You think he cared about being a curse?
No.
You think he cared about all those people spitting on him and he was thinking about you?
No, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He wants you to have a promise. I want you to have my promise that I will save you. I will deliver you. If you keep my words in memory, don't let the flesh get in our way.
Amen.
It's going downward.
Yes.
Don't talk about what you can't do. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. Amen.
Come on.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us.
Yes.
For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
Yes.
That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ.
He's going to transcend the law and bring faith across all of it when all of that was in the way and grab a hold of you.
That we might receive the promise of the Spirit.
I don't think any of us could have made it going through Moses' law because two people got mad at you and they went to one of the priests and said, I saw Sister Liz doing something. She said, no, I didn't. And two people said, yes, I saw too. Mm-hmm. She did. They said, get up there against the wall and hear the liars.
Right.
They got a brick.
That's right.
They don't want you to live no more. God didn't let you come through that. He gave you a soul that's worthy to praise him and honor him today. When that same person got a brick in their hand to destroy you, you can say, Lord, fight this for me.
Amen.
And I believe you will.
Amen.
And you can walk right past them, but they can't even move their hand.
Amen.
Come on.
That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
How are we going to get it?
Through faith.
And what's going to give it to us? The Spirit.
Amen.
You need the Holy Ghost. You can't get off. This don't work without the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Yes, come on.
Brethren. I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant.
Yes.
Yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto.
You can't take this away. And you can't disannul.
Amen.
That the promise is now unto you. Amen. And to your children.
Amen.
And all them that are far off. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. It cannot be disallowed just because time has passed.
Amen.
Yes.
Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made.
Abraham and his
seed. Were the promises made.
Here come the promises made. Yes.
He saith not. Excuse me. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made.
Yes.
He saith not. And to
seeds.
As of many.
Not a whole lot of. All these churches are right. All this is going. No. One.
As of many, but as
seed.
Of one. And to thy seed, which is Christ.
Oh, come on, y'all got to work this way.
Amen.
Who do you think was in the furnace?
Mm-hmm.
Christ.
Amen.
Who do you think was in the lion's den?
Christ.
Christ.
Amen.
Who do you think Melchizedek was?
Christ.
Who do you think is with you?
Christ.
That same consistency. That's his seed. He's pulling them all in. And when he say rise, all his seed gonna come out of there.
Thank the Lord.
To that seed, which is Christ.
Thank you. Come on.
And this I say.
This I say to you.
That the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ.
Yeah.
The law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul.
It can't take it away.
That it should make the promise of non-effect.
I don't care what your flesh does. It cannot make the word of the Lord have no effect.
Amen.
Because you believe God. Yes, come on.
For if the inheritance be of the law.
If the inheritance is by law.
It is no more promise.
It's no more promise.
But God gave it to Abraham by promise.
Yeah.
Do y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, finish reading the rest of this for yourself.
Listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. To stay up to date with the current events of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, be sure to visit our website at www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023, in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté la mission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.